African nations have agreed to end a bitter fight over elephant conservation. At a meeting in the Netherlands today, they agreed to a one-time exemption to a global ban on selling ivory. Here's NPR's John Nielsen.
For nearly 20 years now, fights over the ivory trading ban have dominated meetings of the UN Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. And when the latest CITES meeting at The Hague began 2 weeks ago, it seemed like nothing had changed. Southern African nations that still have lots of elephants said they wanted to sell off some of their stockpiled ivory. Eastern African nations that have lost many of their elephants to poachers said those sales would feed the black market for elephant parts. The stalemate seemed familiar, but then a strange thing happened. After meeting privately for several days, the African delegates announced that they had reached a compromise. Sue Lieberman, a wildlife expert with the World Wildlife Fund, is in The Hague. She says both sides knew that they didn't have the votes they needed.
But I think they realized they were at an impasse, and the option of each putting their proposals up and being defeated and ending up with the status quo, they didn't see it as an option.
The deal these delegates reached allows four Southern African nations to sell off several hundred tons of ivory. Lieberman says the profits from these sales will only be used for conservation programs. Also, when the one-time sales are over, this divisive fight will officially go on hiatus. In other words,
after this one-off, there'll be no ivory discussed or traded or sold for 9 years. It's not a legal moratorium, but they all agreed to a resting period.
Lieberman says the World Wildlife Fund supports this compromise, partly because it will allow nations to focus on reducing the growing demand for ivory. That's what keeps the poachers in business, she says.
That poaching is continuing unchecked without any enforcement because there are markets in West Africa, in Asia, that are out of control.
Experts predict that most of the ivory covered by this agreement will be bought by consumers in Japan, where ivory is still considered a status symbol. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.